Father God, to you we raise our hearts and turn our thoughts in prayer. In your mercy, hear us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth shall declare your praise.
Psalm 27. O Lord, hear my voice when I call. Have mercy and answer me. Of you my heart has spoken, seek his face.
It is your face, O Lord, that I seek. Hide not your face from me. Dismiss not your servant in anger. You have been my help.
Do not abandon or forsake me, O God, my Savior. Though father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me.
Instruct me, Lord, in your way. On an even path, lead me because of my enemies.
Do not leave me to the will of my foes. For false witnesses rise up against me, and they breathe out violence.
I believe I shall see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong. Be stout-hearted, and wait for the Lord.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. Amen.
Our scripture today is from Proverbs. In all your ways acknowledge God, and God will make straight your paths. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Straight paths. Well, in Advent, make straight the way of the Lord. Mountains brought low, valleys filled in, and if I'm lost or weary, sounds like a good deal to me. I was born and raised in Oak Park, Illinois, a village 2 miles wide, 4 miles tall, an 8-square-mile rectangle laid out with every street straight, nary a curve. Each ran either north, south, or east, west. No hypotenuse streets with slight angles. No one needed Google Maps either. A good deal. I have family who live in the Woodlands, just north of Houston, Texas. The sidewalks there are never straight. Nature rarely writes in straight lines, and this designed community wants to imitate nature. It really helps to have a good sense of direction if you live in the Woodlands. All who wander are not lost. This is true for those with an open mind and a curious heart, who can manage uncertainty with spontaneity, who don't need straight lines, and who trust that coming to truth is a lifelong journey, task, even opportunity. When I want to control life, sadly too often, like it or not, it is for me a lack of trust in God and the power of God's goodness to energize me, to guide me, to protect me, and to lead me where I need to go. Truth be told, I like straight paths days, and I also like days with long and winding roads. At my best, I don't want life simplified or without challenge. As I live, what I need is accompaniment, companions on the journey. I need wonder and awe, and love beyond all telling. In this mysterious, engaging, sometimes treacherous, and sometimes wondrous gift from God, life, may we acknowledge God in all our ways, and then live courageously and fully. God has this. So we go with curious heart and open mind, uncertain yet undeterred. We go to fullness beyond our imagining, but not beyond our trust. God calls us to all that is good, to life without end, so much more than a good deal.
Together, our voices are lifted in humility and trust as we pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, in dying on the cross, you let go of control and abandoned yourself into the hands of your Father. Remind me of this when I cling to control in my life and want to manage everyone and everything. Teach me about letting go and trust. In your holy name, we pray.
Amen.
And may Almighty God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, hold you in blessing and protection now and forever.
Amen.
Thank you for being with us today in prayer. Spread the love, and we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.